Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan says his party will pull out of all regional and national assemblies. It's seen as a bid to pressure the government into calling snap elections. Khan made the announcement during his first public appearance after being shot earlier this month.
We do not want to be a part of this system. I am going to meet all my chief ministers, my parliamentary party leaders, and we have decided to leave all the assemblies. Instead of causing destruction in our country, instead of creating havoc in our country, it is better that we get out of this corrupt system.
The United States is easing sanctions on Venezuelan oil. The move opens the door for energy company Chevron to resume its activities. It comes after a humanitarian agreement between Venezuela's government and opposition groups. At least one person has been killed and 11 are missing after a landslide in Italy. It happened on the island of Ischia. The landslide was triggered by heavy rain early on Saturday. China has reported a record number of COVID-19 infections. Almost 40,000 cases have been registered, the most in a 24-hour period since the pandemic began. Early voting has begun in a Senate runoff election in the U.S. state of Georgia. The poll went to a runoff after none of the candidates secured 50% of the votes in the midterm elections. Fewer than 40,000 votes divided Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. A win for Warnock would give Democrats 51 of the Senate's 100 seats. A former Ivory Coast minister has returned home after he was cleared of crimes against humanity. Charles Blaye Goudé served under former President Laurent Gbagbo. 3,000 people died in violence after Gbagbo refused to concede defeat at the polls in 2010. The Electoral Commission of the Democratic Republic of Congo says elections will go ahead in December next year. The Congolese military has been fighting the M23 armed group. The commission's president says a lack of security could make it difficult to hold a free vote. And Argentina are back with a bang at the World Cup. Lionel Messi's team reignited their campaign by beating Mexico. They lost to Saudi Arabia in their opening fixture.